I'm Mark Simmet. You're listening to Iowa Public Radio's Studio One, live tonight in our Cedar Falls studios, King of the Tramps.
Hey, Will, Doc says,
That's King of the Tramps testifying tonight here in Cedar Falls in our studios of Iowa Public Radio. Welcome to the show here.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having us.
How about some band introductions, Todd?
Yeah, I'd love to. Over here on the slide guitar, we call him Justin Slider, but it's really Justin Snyder. Over here on the keyboard, Adam Audelhelm. On the bass guitar, Ryan Mack. And back here, if y'all can help me out, Ryan Ohm on the drums. And I'm Todd Partridge. We're the King of the Tramps.
Playing music tonight from the new album, just out, a couple months now? Joyful Noise.
Yep, it came out in July, I think. It was supposed to come out in May. It came out July, August, and it's just picking up some steam now.
And it sounds great. We're going to hear a lot more from that new record. I wanted to ask you about the band name. I think it's very cool that you actually name the band after an actual person, a real King of the Tramps.
You know what? People ask me, hey, if you could go back in time, and besides a few other things that I'd done wrong in my life that I'd like to redo over, I'd like to go back and meet Tex, K-O-T-T. He was the original tramp troubadour, and he traveled across the country. He was the first graffiti artist, and he put his Tex, K-T, King of the Tramps. And we found one not too far from us, and I brought the name down, and Justin said, we kind of went with the whole thing because, I mean, musicians in a lot of sense are tramps. I mean, we go from town to town. We come in. Sometimes we get ran out of town, and sometimes we get to come back. But it's kind of a similar thing, so we took it from the spirit of that.
All right. I think it works.
Thanks.
Let's hear more. King of the Tramps.
All right. Well, my grandma had a saying. She lived to be almost 100 years old, just shy of 100, 99 and three quarters. And you know, she had a lot of kids, and I don't know how many. She had maybe 8, 9 kids and lots of grandkids. And she said, no matter how bad things get, I always look better by the fresh green light of day. Wild old mountains feel like valleys. Every night
when the sun goes down. But the tables are turned come breakfast time, and everything looks brighter, oh, by the fresh green light of day. Ask my friend for a ride. He said, where are you bound? I said, anywhere is fine, and I hope that you don't mind, 'cause everything looks brighter, oh, by the fresh green light.
Change out guitars for this one here. This is off our new record. It's called War.
Well, while you're changing guitars there, Todd, maybe we'll take a one-minute break and be back with more in 1 minute. King of the Tramps on Studio One.
I'm Bob Dorr, driving the blues bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa Band.
Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
We are live in Studio One tonight with King of the Tramps.
Man, but with poor man's blood, ain't no such
Thank you, guys. A song called Six Bullets that I wrote about a kid that was shot in Ames, and I turned it into a song. His name was Tyler Comstock, and since then his dad has even been in touch with us on Facebook and all that, so I wanted to write it from kind of a really angry perspective, but I ended up writing it from the dad's perspective since I'm a dad, you know. It's called Six Bullets on our new record. If I could take back one thing, be everything I said. Thought I'd teach you a lesson, but you can teach the dead. Don't let me down easy. Don't let me down hard.
trouble, oh, that trouble. And these are guns, don't let me down easy. Don't let me down hard. Don't let me down easier. And they took you away from me. Don't let me down harder. And I found the words I could not say. Just let me down peacefully into the valley of my discontent. Shadows without light. Take the passion out of anger. Someone always dies. And Lord, you take the truth from a stranger.
King of the Tramps here on Studio One tonight. King of the Tramps, you are from Auburn, Iowa.
That's right.
And proud of it, right?
We'd get in a lot of trouble if we weren't, especially on the radio. Little now, town of 300 people. And we live, I live and we practice in an old school building, old three-story brick school building. It's a great place to make music and do other things.
Yeah, I've seen there's some great video online of the old school studios. Gives you a feel of what it's like. Very spacious, looks like.
16,000 square spacious.
All bands should have such a space.
It's a grown-up playground.
Yeah, and you've recorded all three albums there?
That's correct, and some others too.
And some others that probably can make a lot of music when you have unlimited availability of studios and so on.
The only thing limited is our time.
It's King of the Tramps tonight. We want to mention some upcoming dates, too. I guess in our area, I know you're going to be at Palmer's Bar in Minneapolis.
We're doing a record store thing in Minneapolis. And then we're playing Palmer's Bar, which is the oldest bar in Minneapolis.
It's got quite a reputation. I was doing a little research on that one this afternoon.
We're lucky to get out of there alive sometimes.
And then closer to home, it's Des Moines on Halloween, October 31st, House of Bricks.
House of Bricks, that's a good one. That's going to be one of their last shows because that great place is closing down, I think, right before Thanksgiving. So come see us for that one.
All right. So that's some upcoming dates for King of the Tramps.
One we're real happy to be doing is the Little Big Fest in Des Moines. And we'll be playing at Woolies. And I think it'll be the night that Charlie Parr and Kevin Gordon's playing, so we're looking forward to that.
Right. What's the date on that one, you know?
So I think it's November 21, I believe.
Okay, because I
didn't
have
Saturday before Thanksgiving. So, so y'all feeling good out there? Yeah, well, we're going to give you some of this, what we call whiskey gospel, and this one's about the Rock Island Line. It's a train. At one time, it was the biggest train network in Iowa, and it ran right through our backyard. So they've turned it, it went bankrupt, I think, in the 80s. They turned all those into trails, so all those walking trails you walk on, that's where Tex used to walk, and it's the Rock Island Line. So here we go.
And guitar change from Todd. And while he's doing that, I'd like to thank Phil Moss, our technical producer. Thanks to Tony Daner. I'm Mark Simmet. Thanks to the band for coming up tonight. We've got time for, one or two more?
Probably two more. We'll do one off the new record called Dead Man, and then we're going to make these guys work out here in the audience and do one called Joyful Noise, Make Them Make a Joyful Noise. But I wanted to say to you, I really enjoy your show. All of us listen to it.
Well, thank you very much.
You're bringing all this good music to the people of Iowa, and I've discovered a lot of new music through your shows. Through Studio One, and thank you.
Well, that's what we're here for, and it's good to have you here to be a part of our live thing on Studio One. Sounds great.
Thanks.
When I wrote this song, I was a dead man. Wearing a dead man's clothes. Drove into town with a ragtop down in a dead man's Mercedes Benz. Merciful friends, I have none. Won't put flowers on my headstone.
less is known, well, the more it's said. You gotta live like you're dead. Now when I met you, I was a dead man. Gets old, so he never fall down. He says all you need is
your voice quiet. Rich and young, no spirit of the crowd. We'll clap your hands.